pedra é o fim do caminho.
That is the familiar, slow, graceful pulse of classic Brazilian bossa nova. There's plenty here that we recognize. The subtle guitar strums, the poetry of Brazilian Portuguese, that slow rhythm. NPR's Felix Contreras is here to tell us that there's something else that gives all Brazilian music its unmistakable feeling. His co-host, Jasmine Garst, is on assignment, but Felix is here. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Rachel.
Brazilian music. We've all had some exposure to it to some degree. But what is this elusive element you guys recently devoted an entire show to, right?
It's called saudade.
Saudade.
That's it.
Okay.
It's easier to say than to define.
Okay. Try.
It's hard to translate. It's more of a feeling. It's more of an emotion. In fact, it took us a whole show to try to define it with words and music. But for words, we invited two guests to help us out. Beco Dranoff is a regular guest on Alt Latino. He's a prolific producer of Brazilian music of all kinds. And we were very fortunate to have Luciana Sousa with us, a Grammy-winning vocalist who mixes jazz and Brazilian music.
Okay, so sounds like they would be pretty much experts on the subject.
Well, you know, even with advance notice, the exact definition was elusive to both of them. Now, here's how they each defined it separately.
There's two kinds of saudades, I think. Saudade can be happy and can be sad. You can miss something that you know is coming. You know, you're going to meet somebody again, or you're going back to your homeland, or you're going, something good is going to happen. And, of course, there's the saudade of somebody that, you know, departed, or something that's, it has no chance of happening again.
That feeling of wanting this thing that you may not ever have again, but you carry with you. So it's an absence, but it's also a presence, if that makes any sense.
So it's like longing?
It's sort of a longing.
Okay.
It's a sort of a longing. I think if you ask 10 Brazilians how to define it, you would get 10 similar but very different definitions.
Uh-huh. So we have a definition of sorts, as per some experts. Now you're going to illustrate with some music, right? What does this sound like?
The first thing I brought in is a song called Chega de Saudade. It's by João Gilberto. Some consider this the first bossa nova from the late 50s, and it's one of the first times non-Brazilians were exposed to that word and to the concept.
Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai.
That's lovely. But does this saudade, does it always have this really slow rhythm, or are there different versions?
The short answer is no.
Okay.
Because many forms of Latin music use up-tempo beats and rhythms to express melancholy or sadness. For example, salsa. Our next track is an example of saudade as a form of party music. This is called Saudade de Bahia.
Okay, that's cool. I know there's a lot of jazz in Brazilian music.
Yes.
When that happens, is there saudade when you mix Brazilian jazz with other forms of Brazilian music?
We asked the expert, Luciana Sousa, on the show, and she said absolutely. And I asked her which song does she perform that lays her out with saudade whenever she performs it, and she said it was this one. And it's from her album, The Book of Chet.
He was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close he stood to me. Everything seems all wrong now.
Okay, so I feel like we're closer to a definition. It's a kind of longing. But you and Jasmine devoted an entire show to thinking about this definition. I mean, we're efficient here at Weekend Edition, but what are we missing out? What else is this about, this feeling, this music?
Well, this morning we covered the basics. There's so much more. For example, Beco and Luciana both talked about the legacy of the slave trade in Brazil and how that unimaginable despair of being owned by another human being has been manifested in music and literature and poetry in Brazil. So there were a lot of other things to talk about to try to fill in the gaps, to try to get an idea of the essence of saudade.
Okay, well, I have learned a lot today, including a new word, saudade.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
NPR's Felix Contreras. This show on saudade will be on this week on Alt Latino. You can download it every week from iTunes or from their website at npr.org/altlatino.
Não posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil, é que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus, América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque...
To learn more about saudade and to discover other interesting musical insights, go to our Facebook page. You can find it NPR Weekend Facebook. And we share all kinds of good stuff on Twitter during the week. You can find us at NPR Weekend, or I am at Rachel NPR. BJ Lederman wrote that theme music you hear at the top of our show. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel March. Swing também. Chega de rocks, foxtrotes e pinox, isso não me convém.